A free trade deal now being negotiated by Europe and the U.S. would create the world's largest consumer market, one that would encompass 800 million people. Those pushing the deal say it will produce thousands of jobs, but many Europeans feel it will also threaten a way of life, especially when it comes to food. In this encore, NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports on how this is playing out in one Paris neighborhood.
La belle cerise, le kilo à 7,95.
Beautiful cherries and melons, shouts a vendor on Paris's Rue Montorgueil. This street and the area around it is still known as the belly of Paris. That's because for 8 centuries there was a massive food market here that fed the entire city. Tour guide Olivier Chavarin says the neighborhood where Julia Child once shopped means something.
The soul of gastronomy for the French. Remember, for 800 years, there was this market, this covered market. It left so many traces in terms of food habit, food shops that you see all along this street.
Though the Léal market moved out in the 1960s, residents say its legacy lives on in the small butchers, bakers, fishmongers, and restaurants, some more than 200 years old, that line the streets here. And today, some locals say their way of life is threatened by an American fast food giant.
People living here don't want McDonald's. Small business people of the street don't want McDonald's. Nobody wants McDonald's.
That's Olivia Hicks, a local elected official and head of the committee that's been fighting McDonald's attempts to set up on the Rue Montorgueil for the last 4 years. Hicks says a giant McDonald's would irreversibly change a street that even holds a place in French literature.
Stendhal and Balzac used to come here and they talk about these restaurants of the street in their books. And once you have a McDonald's, it becomes like every other street in the rest of the world. Whereas for the time being, this street stays very typical and very Parisian.
This month, the anti-McDonald's camp won a decisive victory when Paris city officials refused the permit in an attempt to preserve the area's traditional identity. But Hicks and other committee members say the war is not over. They believe McDonald's will appeal this decision. And indeed, in a statement, McDonald's said they don't comment on active permit applications. Officials from the Paris Chamber of Commerce criticized the city's decision, pointing out that McDonald's employs 72,000 French people. McDonald's is very popular in France, and there are plenty of other McDonald's around Paris. In fact, France is the fast food giant's second most profitable market after the U.S. But all is not black and white, even on Rue Montorgueil. Daniel Rigatier has been selling cheese in his fromage shop here for 40 years. He has more than 250 different cheeses.
C'est la France.
That's France, he says. Rigatier says he has nothing against McDonald's coming here, and it's certainly better than another clothing store.
Bah moi ça me dérange pas parce qu'avant c'était de la fringue, des habits.
At least it's food, he says, and it'll draw a lot of young people. Besides, says Rigatier, it's not McDonald's that threatens us cheesemakers. It's people going on diets. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.